各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with you, brother and sisters.
愿神的恩惠与大家同在。
May the grace of God be with you always.
罗马书的主题其中之一就是因信称义。
One of the topic in the book of Romans is justified by faith.
因为我们受到奥古斯丁跟这个马丁路德的影响一谈到这个词句，总是觉得因为信就称义，所以是一次得救，永远得救。
Because we have been deeply influenced by the thought of Martin Luther, so when we think about justified by faith, we think if we believe, we are justified.
所以
at once and for all.
很多教会他们信耶稣。只要举手相信就可以得救了。
So many other denominations, when they believe, they say they are saved.
他们说只要你一得救就好像一个孩子，如果有一天在泥巴里面滚你的爸爸也不会不承认你的。
They say once you are saved, it's just like a little child. Even if you go out and play in the playground, roll in the sand and the mud.Then your father will still take care of you.
但是其实罗马书也看到一个很重要的课题，就是神要按着个人的行为报应个人。
But there is another important theme in the book of Romans. God will judge by everyone's deed.
我们来请参考罗马书的第二章第六节。
Let us take a look at Romans chapter 2, verse 6.
罗马书第二章第六节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 6.
第二章第六节。
Chapter 2, verse 6. Verse 6. God will give to each person according to what he has done.
很清楚的，神要按照个人的行为报应个人。
It's very clear, everyone will receive from what he has done.
如果因信称义是谈到神的慈爱。
If justified by faith is about the mercy of God.
用行为来审判就是谈到神的公义。
Judgment by deeds is talking about the justice of God.
所以其实无论你有没有信耶稣有没有受洗每个人在审判前都是要按照个人的行为报应个人。
Regardless if you are a believer or an unbeliever, when you are in front of the Lord in the judgment day, you will be judged by your deeds.
就好像我们祷告会所分享的，在白色大宝座前有好几本书要摊开。
Just like what I have mentioned in the prayer session, in front of the white throne, there are many books will be opened.
我们信徒要按照生命册来审判。
The believers will be judged according to the book of life.
因为是生命册，所以基督徒是有属灵生命，是可以得永生的。
Because it's a book of life, whoever's name is recorded in there, Christians will receive eternal life.
但是赏赐也是不一样，要按照个人的行为得到赏赐。
But the reward will be different, will be rewarded according to one's deed.
有很多的书也要在大宝座前展开，这是没有信耶稣的人也有记录的很多的册子上面。
And many other books will be opened, recording.The deeds of those unbelievers.
要按照个人的行为报应个人。
And everyone will be judged according to their deeds.
所以有的人审判他是比较重的，有的人审判是比较轻的。
So for some people, their punishment is greater than the others.
所以我们这堂课来谈一谈，在罗马书里面谈到外邦人有罪。
In the book of Romans, it says the Gentiles have sinned.
犹太人也有罪。
The Jews have sinned as well.
所以全世界的人都有罪。
Therefore, all humans on the earth have sinned.
所以要按照个人的行为报应个人。
And everyone will receive according to their deeds.
谈到罪之后，那我们要怎么办呢？
So now we know about our sins, what we should do about it.
所以这堂课我们就进入细节来谈谈这些问题。
So in this class, we want to go into details about these problems.
在神的眼中里面这个世人都犯了罪。
In the eyes of the Lord, all have sinned.
我们看三章的二十三节。
Let's take a look at chapter 3.
三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
三章二十三节，请念。
Verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
什么叫做犯罪？
What is sin?
就是亏欠神的荣耀，就是犯罪。
It means fall short of the glory of God.
在神的眼中有两种人。
In the eyes of God, there are two kinds of people.
在古代就是拜独一神的犹太人，跟没有拜独一神的多神教的外邦人。
In the ancient time,The one kind of people is the Jews who worship the one true God, and the Gentile who worship many gods.
当然，有些犹太人不是真犹太人，他们也是拜偶像的。
And of course, some Jews they are not true Jewish. They are not true a true Jew. They worship idols as well.
那在现在，在神的眼中也是有两种人。
And today, in the eyes of the Lord, there are two kinds of people.
就是没有信耶我们教会的人跟没有信我们教会的人，属灵的人跟属世的人。
The first kind is the our church believers, and another one is unbelievers, who is spiritual person and a non-spiritual person.
那这是让我们知道外邦人在神的眼光下面是有罪的。
And under in the eyes of the Lord, Gentiles have sins.
那到底为什么外邦人有罪呢？
So why does Gentile have sin?
因为虽然他们没有律法，他们用良心来审判他们。
Although they do not have the law, but their conscience will judge them.
我们来看二章的十四节、十五节。
Let us take a look at chapter 2, verse 14 to 15.
二章十四节、十五节。
14 and 15. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. Verse 15. Since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them.
人在神创造的时候有神的形象。
When man was created, he was created in the image of God.
所以他有良知良能。
So he has conscience in their heart.
所以一个四岁的小朋友虽然他不晓得什么叫做善恶。
For a little kid who is 4 years old, he doesn't know what is good and evil.
但是我有一次看到一个 video clip 很好玩，一个四岁小朋友
But I've seen a video clip that was very interesting.
那个偷吃了不应该吃的东西呢，他吃完之后呢，就躲到这个桌子底下去了。
He ate something he was told not to, and after he eat the thing, he hid under the table.
他妈妈把他那个躲的那个样子，统统把他照起来。
And his mother took.Film the how he was like under the table.
他会躲在那边，然后跟妈妈说：“嘘，爸爸回来，不可以说我吃那个 candy 哦，不可以说。”
He hide under the table and say, "Shh, don't tell that when he comes by eat the candy."
这个是代表人有一个良知啊。
So this shows that human have a conscience.
我们说，我们不要以为只有信耶稣的才有好人。
Don't think there are only good people among the Christians.
或者是真耶稣教会的信徒行为就一定好，不一定是这样子的。
Or the members from True Jesus Church, they must be good people.
有一次小弟到肯亚去在公车上遇到一位黑人。
One time when I was in Kenya, I met a black person on the bus.
他曾经到这个美国的乔治亚州留学。
He has been to 美国
Georgia.
He has studied at
Georgia.
Before.
那他就跟我说你们美国人很无情的。
And he told me, you Americans are without heart.
他说如果我死在我家里面你们美国人都不知道我死在我家里面。
If I die in my home, no one would find out.
你们在读到邮差那个信箱塞满了还塞不进去的时候大家才会注意到。
You would only notice when the postman cannot fit any more letters into my mailbox.
他说你到我们肯亚我们再穷你到我们家里面我们都会请你喝茶的。
When you come to my house in Kenya, although how poor, no matter how poor I am, I will greet you and I will offer you something.
真的有时候你到那个乡下，非洲的乡下，你觉得人间有的人真的很友善。
It is true when you go to some of the poorest place on earth, they are very hospitable.
虽然他们没有律法。
Although they do not have the law,
但其实律法就在他们心中啊。
But the law is within their heart.
虽然一些外邦人以前不晓得什么叫做孝敬父母是对，是律法，也许他们不知道有这个律法。
It might be the case that the Gentiles do not know about the commandment that you should honor your parents.
但是哪个民族不知道说孝敬父母是不孝敬父母是不对的呢？
But which race will say it's not right to worship to honor their parents?
所以没有律法的人，他们良心也会审判他们呢。
So those who do not have the law, their conscience will judge.
那你问一个问题，那这样子没有信耶稣的人，他们可能按照良心得救吗？
Now you ask a question, for those who do not have the law, can they be saved through their conscience?
我们说如果有可能耶稣就不用来了。
Then we say if it's possible, then Jesus does not have to
come. 因为我们提到罪从一人进入世界。
Because sin has entered into the world through a person.
从经里面无论是 by choice or by will, 就是无论你怎么做人总是有一种犯罪的倾向。
So since then, by choice or by will, a human has a has wants to sin.
很多人都他会很大声讲说，我这一辈子哦，我从来没有做过违背良心的事情啊。
Some people will say out loud, "I've never did anything against my conscience."
其实他没有仔细想啊。
But he has not thought into.
真的有时候晚上睡觉哦，一件事情突然浮出来，那个你会知道，哎呀，做错事情了。
Sometimes when you sleep in at night and you thought of something you did wrong today.
所以有一个人呐，他去看了这个耶稣受难记啊。
So some people they saw the Passion of Christ.
看了之后，他就自首了。
And then after you see the movie, he could turn himself into the police.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那个情节啊，感动他，让他想起他的罪。
Because the sin has touched him and he thought of his sins.
所以其实我们良心要给我们定罪的，不是说你真的有办法靠你的良心得救，很难的。
So the conscience will tell you that you have sinned, but you cannot be justified or be saved through your conscience.
人的良心什么时候才真正干净呢？
So when can a human's conscience be pure?
我们看希伯来书九章。
But let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
9章14节.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
9章14节.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that leads to death?
耶稣来其实就是要除尽我们良心的污秽。
When Jesus comes, he is here to clean our conscience.
虽然你会觉得我们会自傲说我没有做错，其实真的，其实真正良心安的时候，就是洗礼前一刹那，你知道说有一个人钉死了，那个时候我们良心才有办法安的。
So some people can they said it proudly that I have not sinned, I have done nothing against my conscience. But truly, only when a person is baptized and then when they come out from the water, they can say my conscience is clear.
那神怎么样用良心来审判外邦人呢？那到底外邦人做错了什么事情呢？
So how did God judge the Gentiles with their conscience? What have they done?
我们回来看罗马书的一章十九节。
So let's turn back to Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
一章十九节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
一章十九节。
Verse 19. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them.
二十节。
Verse 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
我们虽然没有律法。
Although they do not have the law,
但是神的律法写在大自然里面。
But God's law has been written in the natural.
这个叫做 general revelation， 就是你看到大自然，就可以看到神的足迹。
This is a general revelation. When you see the nature world, you see God's footprints.
就像你看到恐龙的足迹，你知道有恐龙的存在。
Just like if you have seen the footprints of dinosaurs and you know dinosaur once existed.
你看到这个天地的美好，那个创造的秩序，那个奇妙。 你不得不相信有一位神的一个存在。
But when you see how wonderful the world is, you have to believe there's a God who created these things.
所以我们说过，也许在五十年前你到非洲去，那个地方没有铜板，没有城墙，没有文明。
Maybe 50 years ago, when you go to Africa, there is no culture, there is nothing there, there's no war.
但是每一个种族啊，每一个 tribe 啊，每一个 tribe 都有一个神这个字眼，都有一些崇拜的仪式。
But every tribe they know to worship God.
因为原来神的观念早就在人的心中里面了。
Because the concept of God has been inside the human.
我们看这个燕子的花很漂亮。
But if you look at the garden, the flowers are very beautiful.
你们有没有到过优胜美地去看到那个树很漂亮？
Have you ever been to
Yosemite?
Yosemite. The tree there are very beautiful.
有时候我自己也喜欢种树啊，对不对哈？
I like to plant some trees as well myself.
但是有时候我种树种到最后，哎，奇怪，怎么死掉了呢？
And then it's strange to me how come they always die after a while.
那个那又是没地去，不晓得谁帮他浇水哦，有没有人帮他浇水
？But when I go to Yosemite,
yes, Yosemite,
Yosemite,
who water the
trees there?
有人浇水吗？
Does anyone water the trees there?
真的，你看到每一棵树长那么大，没有人浇水，神浇水，这个实在是很奇妙哦。No
one watered those trees. It's God who watered those trees. It's truly wonderful.
你看到这个自然啊，这个星星、月亮、太阳啊，这个有自然的一种运行。
When you look into the skies, there's stars, there's sun and moons, in an orderly fashion.
有个弟兄跟我讲一件有趣的事情，他说：“传道，你知不知道这个星星比太月亮大？”
When one brother once told me something interesting, preacher, did you know that the stars are bigger than the moon?
我说哇，你到底几岁？了解这个问题的星星比月亮大，星星哪有比月亮大吗
？Then and I tell him, how old are you when you understand this? How can you say the star is bigger than the sun?
I mean,
star is bigger than the moon.
有没有
？Is it true?
看不出来啊。
But you cannot tell.
你看到那个有一定的轨道真的很多科学家不得不相信有神。
You see how they move in their orbits. A lot of scientists they believe there is God.
那为什么人不会拜神呢
？But how come man does not worship God?
你看二十一节。
Let's take a look.
二十一节啊，二十二节。
Verse 21 and 22. For though they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish heart were darkened. Verse 22. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools.
这个他们不把神当作神来荣耀他了。
Though they know it's God, but they do not glorify Him as God.
什么叫做罪
？What is sin?
因窝里里面的就是亏欠神的荣耀。
Because inwardly they fall short the glory of God.
Outwardly, 外面就是不把荣耀归给神。
And outwardly they do not glorify God.
这是应该就是对罪的定义。
This is the definition of sin.
那不但这样子呢，他们也不拜不感谢这位神了。
Not only so, they do not give thanks to the Lord.
因为这样子，所以他们思念就他们的心就昏暗了。
So their heart was darkened.
那自为聪明喽，然后就变成愚拙了。
Themselves to claim to be wise, but they became fools.
真的有时候我们去访问，会觉得很多人很聪明哦。
Sometimes we go out to visitation, we felt a lot of members are very wise.
有一次我们去访问一个同龄有一个朋友啊。
We visited a friend once.
我们看到他这个床的旁边有偶像。
And beside his bed, there was an idol.
我们就跟他讲，我们帮你祷告哦。那你把偶像拿掉好不好？不要拜偶像，我们帮你祷告好不好
？And then we tell him, I will pray for you. So can you then for you to remove the idol? Is that okay?
我们跟他讲，我们的神哦是忌邪的神呐、啊。那个我们帮你祷告，你要拜偶像，我们神不会听的。
We tell him, our God is a God that hates evil. If we pray for you, but you do not remove the idol, then our God will not listen.
哦，他很生气呢。
He was very angry.
哦，你们神怎么那么小气啊
？How come your God is very stingy?
各方神明来帮忙不是更好吗？哇，这个神又来，那个神又来，通通来，哇，这个大家帮助不是更好吗
？If I have many God coming to me and help me, would that be better?
这个就是很聪明啊！哇，每个神都来，很聪明啊。
So it seems he was wise inviting so many gods to him.
其实这个聪明就变成愚拙啊。
But his wise become foolishness.
有时候我们就访问一些朋友他刚好是天主教徒啊。
Sometimes we visit some friends, they are Catholics.
那我们就跟他讲说，你这个玛利亚的像、耶稣的像不要拜了，因为这是偶像哦。
So we tell him not to worship the image of Jesus or image of Mary because it's idol.
他也是很生气。
He's very angry.
他说。那哪里是偶像
？He said that is not idol.
那只是一个东西哦，提醒我耶稣很好。
It's just something to remind me how good Jesus is.
我在他面前拜哦，我不是拜他啦，只是告诉我说耶稣很伟大这样子而已啦。
When I worship in front of the image, I'm not worshiping it. I'm just worshiping God.
但是那我说，那你这样子就把它拿掉啊。
So I say, and then you can remove it. It's no problem.
他说这样子我就没有提醒啦。
He said if I remove it, then there's nothing to remind me of.
很难跟他讲，其实你这个动作就是拜偶像啊！他没有办法了解，他的聪明就变成他的愚拙了。
He could not understand that by using this image to remind him of Jesus, he's actually worshiping idols.
所以为什么世人不拜神呢
？So how come the people in the world they do not worship God?
通常是聪明，太聪明。
It's because they are too wise.
那我们继续看下去，如果这样继续做下去的话
，But if they continue.
我们来读二十三节、二十四节。
Let's take a look at verse 23 and 24.And exchange the glory of the immortal God for image made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Verse 24. Therefore, God gave them over in sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another.
这样子拜下去哦，那个你知道，很多拜偶像啊，拜到最后就跟淫乱常常会结在一起，不晓得为什么。
But if they continue to worship the idols, usually if they continue to do so, a lot of worshiping idol.The worshipable idol is intertwined with sexual immorality.
这个在以色列的历史就是这样子的。
And it is we can find this in the history of the Jews.
我们看耶利米书第三章第八节。
But let's turn to Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 8.
耶利米书第三章第八节。
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 8.
耶利米书三章八节。
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 8. I gave faithless Israel her certificate of divorce and sent her away because of all her adulterers. Yet I saw that her unfaithful sister Judah had no fear. She also went out and committed adultery.
第九节,
Verse 9, because Israel's immorality mattered so little to her, she defiled the land and committed adultery with stone and wood.
真的拜偶像拜到最后会行淫乱的。
And it's true, if they continue to worship idol, at the end, they will fall into the trap of sexual
immorality.
And then there will be chaos in the society.
我在几年前看到一个社会新闻，我觉得很shock，非常的震惊。
I saw a news a few years back. I was deeply shocked.
在这个 West Hollywood，西好莱坞，那有一种宗教，他们专门去拉人去做坏事情。
In the West Hollywood, there's a religion that they lure people to do evil things.
那他们的这个一个宗旨就是利用淫乱来达到。 他们认为在淫乱的最极致，就可以在那里得见神了，得到神了。If
they threw sexual immorality to the most, then they can see God at the end.
他们唯一的教义就是借着淫乱来认识神了。Their
only doctrine is to see God through sexual immorality.
那一个教主，他们就很淫乱嘛，就有一个小朋友。 两岁的时候呢，三岁、四岁，在长大当中呢，就让他一直行淫乱，然后呢，就用这个 video camera， 就是照他从小到大他所做的一些坏事情啊。There
was a leader in their religion that he has committed sexual immorality since he was very young until when as he grew up and they film when he was committing these things.
这个青年长大之后，他的良知良能真的受不了啊。And
when this youth grew up. His conscience rebuked him, and he could not bear it.
他说开车跑到这个 Phoenix 哈，先把他的妈妈杀掉。So
he drove to Phoenix and killed his mother.
因为在这个录像带当中呢，其实他们也是乱伦的。Because
in the video clip, they had insects.
然后呢，最后再去把他的爸爸给杀掉。And
then he killed his father.
最后再自杀了。At
the end, he killed himself.
这个在我们的社会里面有这样的新闻呢。
And we can see this kind of news in our society.
所以神让他们心地昏暗了，他们就做了极恶的事情。So
their heart have been darkened, and they commit such great evil.
那这边提到说，神就让任凭他们这样去做了。So
God gave them over to sinful desires.
这个24节神任凭哦。So
verse 24 it says God gave them over.
26节神任凭。In
26 God gave them over.
28节神也任凭啊。And
in verse 28 God.
其实我们是神的儿子啊。
We are the sons and daughters of God.
神做坏事情的时候，神呢有时候是不得不让你去啊。When
we do something bad, sometimes God will let us do it.
那到底神的心情怎么样呢？
But how does God feel?
这个任凭这个字啊，有一些意思在里面哦。When
it says God gave them over, there is some meaning to it.
我们来参考这个创世纪。Let's
take a look at Genesis.
创世纪的21章。Genesis
chapter 21.
21节啊，第10节。
Genesis chapter 21.
第10节谈到这个撒拉叫亚伯拉罕把他的使女跟他的女儿子赶出去啊。In
verse 10, it says, Sarah tell Abraham to get rid of the slave woman and the son.
在这个撒拉的心里是这个人哦，不是承受产业，所以就把他丢出去啊。Kiss him out, kiss her out, 赶出去啊。
In the heart of Sarah, she felt this. This son, this person should not inherit anything, so she should be cast out.
但是14节哦，你看亚伯拉罕的心情是这样子的。
But in verse 14, Abraham, this is how Abraham felt.
我们看14节。
Verse 14, early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulder and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of
那个这里用的字不是赶他出去，而是打发他走哦。He
did not cast them out. He said he set them. He sent her off.
这个你知道亚伯拉罕，如果你比较他接待三位客人呐，跟比较他把这个水啊放在夏甲的肩上。If
you compare how Abraham treated the three guests and how he put the water on Hagar's shoulder,
你看到他招待客人，大部分都是叫别人做的，自己做很少哦。
Usually, when he treats the guests, he tells people to do it.
太太，赶快揉面哦。
Wife, please make some bread.
仆人，赶快杀牛哦。
Servants, go and prepare some.
他有没有自己去杀牛啊？
Did he go and kill the cow himself?
他有没有自己揉面呢？
Did he make the bread himself?
好像没有，对不对？
No, he didn't do it.
但是这里啊，你看到亚伯拉罕亲自把水放在夏甲的肩上，他是舍不得的，是。 打发他走的。
But here he himself, he put the bread, he put the water on Hagar's shoulder, and sent her off.
所以那个心情跟赶出去是不一样的，不是赶出去，是打发他走啊。
So he sent them off is very different from he cast them out.
那个人犯罪也是一样哦。
When human have sinned.
我们再来比较一下创世纪。
Let's take a look at Genesis.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第二十四节
，Verse 24。
啊，二十三节开始啊。
From verse 23。
来，请念。
Chapter 4, verse 23。
对不起，三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23。
三章二十三节。
Verse 23。So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken。
神也是打发他走呢。
The God
sent him off 了哈。
Sent him off。
这个。24节其实就是赶出去。
In verse 24, it says drove the man out.
但是神的心情不是真的赶出去呢，是对亚当来讲，整个世界是赶出去，但是神的心情哦，神的心情是打或是舍不得的。这是我的爱子呢，我这个园子原来是给他的，他做坏事了，哎呀，不得已的哦，打发他走了。
So it seems that God has drove Adam out, but in his heart he did not want him to go because he had prepared this Garden of Eden for his son.
所以你再看到神惩罚人，任凭人，就是这样的心情。你们本来是我的爱子，但是你们的心地变为昏暗了哦。哎呀，任凭你去，不是我真的对你。刚开始我就是真的要把你赶出去，实在是任凭哦。神的心情就是一种让他去的啊，这样的心情啊。
So when here it says God gave them over, but indeed God.Did not want them to commit such evil things, but their heart has been darkened, so God gave them over.
那这个都是外邦人值得被定罪的地方。
And these are the things the Gentiles should be punished.
那更糟糕的就是外邦人除了在拜偶像之外，他们有同性恋的事情了。
And more evil things than worshiping an idol is that they commit sexual immorality.
我们看罗马书第一章的二十六节。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 1 verse 26.
一章的二十六节到二十七节。
26-27. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. Verse 27. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion.
本来男女之间的亲密就是神的创造跟祝福。
In the beginning, God created men and women and the closeness between them.
啊，这是神的祝福啊。
This is a blessing from the Lord.
但是人哦，心地坏了，就行了同性恋。
But when human, their heart has been darkened, so they committed sexual immorality.
请问这个
sexual immorality?
San Francisco, what is San Francisco famous for?
So let me ask you, what is San Francisco famous for?
Gay, 哦。这个三藩市啊，就是以这个 gay 闻名啊。
San Francisco is famous by its homosexuality.
第一本这个同性恋杂志就在这边发行的。
The first magazine for homosexuals is from San Francisco.
那这个二十七节说，在他们自己身上得到妄为当得的报应。
And in verse 27, at the end, he says, receiving himself the due penalty for the perversion.
哎，请问我们现在加州是不是通过立法，这个可以同性恋合法化了，是不是
？In California, did they pass a law that they can allow same-sex marriage?
通过了
，Is it passed?、
哎、这个山中无甲子，寒尽不知年了、啊，我都不晓得外面发生什么事情啊！通过了啊、
哦、！I didn't know that.
啊，所以现在您在公共场所觉得说这是罪啊，可能大家要攻击你了
哦。So in the public place, they thought it's a sin, and people will attack you.
哦，你不可以讲这是罪啦。
You cannot say it is a sin.
但是在教会里面，在神面前，这个就是罪。
But in the church, in front of God, it is sin.
啊，又提到说他们有当得的报应。
And it says, there is due penalty for their perversion.
你觉得这是什么
？What do you think it is? 啊，
当得的报应嘛，哈。
What is this that they receive due penalty for their perversion?
你知道艾滋病怎么来的吗
？Do you know how AIDS came about?
艾滋病怎么来的？
How did AIDS came about?
Sexual morality with what? 可怕耶，真的，我知道的时候我真的是要吐耶。
It's very
sexual immorality with monkey.
It's
哎呀，这是可怕的事情啊，这个真的是吐啊，要吐啊。
It's so very terrible.
所以这是得到当得的报应啊。
So this is a due penalty for their perversion.
其实有些同性恋的人人是很好的啦，说实话。
It is true some homosexuals they have good person.
我以前看电视，我现在不看电视了。以前看电视有一个 Grace and Will， 是不是？那几年前的事啊。
现在有吗 ？A few years back, there was a program called Will and Grace.
有吗
？Is it still on TV？
真的啊，不知道，对不起啊。我觉得他们两个都是好人啊，对不对啊
？I thought those two characters, the good person,
好像特别好哦。
And they are special.
一般还好啊。
Like better than an average persons.
你知道，虽然他是一个对人很好的人，如果他在道德上面不好，就是在神面前就是罪啊。
But although they are good person, they treat others well. But if they commit such sin, then they're sinners in front of God.
你知道那个刘辩实在是个老好人啊，刘辩真的很好哦。刘辩，你仔细读那个故事。
Did you know that Reuben is such a good person?
大家都卖约瑟，刘辩就说不要。
Everyone wants to sell Jesus, but Reuben says no.
啊
，Joseph.
然后这个他们被关的时候，刘辩就想说，哎呀，这是我们的罪啦。
And when they are captured, when they're locked in the jail, then Reuben thinks that it is our sin.
所以你读圣经会讲刘辩实在是太好一个人了。
If you read the Bible, then Reuben is such a great person.
但是好到去照顾他的阿姨啊。
But he was so good, he took care of his aunt.
那是爸爸的太太啊。
It is his father's wife.
这个是一个妾，可能爸爸都不太理他的。
Maybe this concubine of his father did not pay too much attention to her.
哎呀，这个阿姨好可怜哦，我去陪陪她。
So maybe he thought the aunt is very pitiful, so I'll go.Comfort her.
一赔两赔就完蛋了。
She comforted her once, twice, and it's over for him.
结果他就失掉了长子的名分呢。
He has lost his firstborn right.
所以刘辩是不是好人
？So is Reuben a good person?
好人。
He is.
他到底没犯罪
？Did he sin?
犯罪。
Yes.
失去长子名分呢？我们你知道，我们都是长子，我们这里是长子共聚的总会。
We know this is a congregation of the firstborns.
所以我们要知道，虽然你是一个很好的人，其实很多人哦，在这种越轨的很多人，其实他们都是很好的人，好的太过分了，那所以越轨了。
A lot of people, they're very good people, but they commit affairs. But sometimes it's because they're too good, they want to comfort others. That's why they are unfaithful.
所以我们要特别小心哦。
We have to be very careful.
这就是外邦人的罪。
This is the sin of the Gentiles.
不但这样啊、这个从28节到31节啊，这边有谈到他们很多的罪了。
Now and so from verse 28 to verse 31, talk about their sins.
所以29节说他们装满了各样的不义。
In verse 29, it says they have become filled with every kind of wickedness.
邪恶、贪玩、恶毒、满心嫉妒、凶杀、增进啊、诡诈、毒恨等等。
Evil, greed, depravity, they are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice.
这些他们良心都知道这是不对的。
And their conscience, they know these are.Not right.
所以他们的良心要定他们的罪。
So their conscience will prove them sinful.
所以32节就是个结论了。
So in verse 32 is a conclusion.
其实他们知道神要判定行这样事的人是当死的。
Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death.
但是呢，他们不但去做，还喜欢别人去做。
But they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them.
所以外邦人呐、啊，神要按照个人的行为报应个人。
So God will judge the Gentiles according to their deeds.
这个是有深跟浅、大跟小的一个报应。
So for those who
更严重的或更严重的报应。
So there are bigger punishment and minor punishments.
我们看路加福音20章47节。
But let's take a look at Luke chapter 20, verse 27.
20章47节.
Luke chapter 20, verse 47.
20章47节.
Chapter 20, verse 47. They devour widows' house, and for a show, make lengthy prayers. Such men will be punished most severely.
Punished most severely. 有些人啊，他的行为还是更重的。
Some people will be punished most severely than the others.
尤其这些假冒为善的法利赛人。
Especially those hypocrites.
所以我们要知道。外邦人的刑罚是有大小的，有更严重的，更不严重的。
So、we should know that the punishment for the Gentile there are some more severe than the others.
就如同我们基督徒的赏赐有大有小。
Just like how the reward for the Christian there are bigger rewards and smaller rewards.
那这个神按照个人行为报应个人也发生在犹太人的身上。
And God judged every man according to their deeds happened also to the Jews.
我们来看第二章罗马书第二章。
And let's take a look at Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2,
第一节
verse
1, 到第三节
verse 1 to 3. Verse 1, you therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same thing. Verse 2, now we know that God's judgment against those who do such thing is based on truth. So when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them and yet do the same thing, do you think you will escape God's judgment? When you condemn others according to your Jewish laws.
但是不代表你们做错事情，神就不会审判你们。
But that doesn't mean when you commit something wrong, God will not judge you.
因为认识律法不等于他行律法。
Because knowing the law does not equal to obeying the law.
我们看2章13节。
Let's take a look at chapter 2, verse 13. Verse 13, for it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous.
It doesn't
mean that the more you know about the Bible, the you will be saved.
说起来律法常常是，有时候你也不晓得，就是说，怎么讲呢？有没有办法真的完全解决人的问题了？
A lot of times the law cannot completely solve our problems.
其实啊，人间的律法常常跟着人间的罪恶在增加。
The law of the human world increases when our sin increases.
你看，虽然神颁布律法，
when God declared the law,
但是有一次有一个人在安息日剪裁，摩西也不知道怎么办，因为这个安息日剪裁这件事情，律法上还没有记载呀，所以他只好再去问神了。But
there was once a person was picking up wood, gathering woods for fire on the Sabbath, but Moses did not know what to do because on the law it didn't say such thing.
所以律法是让我们了解的，但是呢，会一直的增多。 然后呢，但是人也不代表可以行律法。The
law is only for us to recognize our sin, but as our iniquity increases, the law will increase.
我们看2章的17节到23节。Let's
take a look at chapter 2, verse 17.
17节到23节。17 to 23。Here
it says, Jews boast about their law.
其实他们是律法的老师，是领人走路的。
They are the teachers of the law. They lead people how to walk.
但是21节说，你们教导别人，还不教导自己吗？
But verse 21 says, you who teach others, do you not teach yourself?
你们自己说不可以偷窃，自己还偷窃吗？
You preach against stealing, do you steal?
第24节，
verse 24,
神的名在万邦人中因你们受了亵渎了。
As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you.
我们昨天讲过，真的，那时候的这个犹太人哦， 在当时的社会是没有什么好名声的。
We have talked about this yesterday. It is true they do not have a good name, a good reputation at that time.
所以我们提到说，他们有时候会到神像里面去偷神像。
Sometimes they go into the temple and steal their idols.
因为当时的犹太人经济没有现在犹太人好啊。
Because at that time they do not have a very, their finances is not very good.
所以大家一谈到，哦，我是犹太人，就好像一个。 一个神的名受亵渎的一个代表了。
So that time when they say they are Jews, they have blasphemed against the name of the Lord.
所以他们也是要受审判的。And
they will also receive judgment.
我们来读25节。Let's
take a look at verse 25. Circumcision has value if you observe the law, but if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised.
所以你们虽然受割礼啊，好像是义人。
So they have been circumcised as if you are a righteous person.
但是你没有守全律法,
but if you do not obey the law completely,
那没有受割礼的，如果可以守全律法，更要审判你们啊。
If those who have not been circumcised but they have obeyed the law, then they will come and judge you.
我们来看, 雅各第二章第十节。
But let's take a look at James chapter 2, verse 10.
雅各书第二章第十节。
James chapter 2, verse 10.
2章10节,
chapter 2, verse 10, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumble at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.
真的，我们提过说，你只要换一条，你就犯重条了啦。
It is true, we have mentioned this before. If you just break one, it's as if you're guilty for all of it.
你不能说，为什么我杀人就被关了，我又没有放火。
You can't say, how come I just only kill a person? I have to be in jail. I didn't let fire on anything.
你只要杀人就要被关了，一条就好了。
If you just committed one crime, then you have to be in jail.
所以到最后，这个保罗就讲一些很重要的话。So
at the end, Paul says something very important.
我们来看3章的第9节。Let's
take a look at chapter 3, verse 9.
这一节重要，所以请大家把这一节记起来。This
is a very important verse.
三章第九啊，三章第二十节，对不起，三章二十节。
Sorry, chapter 3, verse 20.
三章二十节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin.
你知道律法只能你知道罪而已啦。
The law only can tell you that you have sinned.
但是真的没有办法一个带血气的哦，可以办法行律法的。
But no human being can
obey the law.
Obey the law
with their flesh, huh?
With their flesh.
好，所以啊，我们一直强调这个。我们说，如果真的有办法的话，耶稣就不用来了。
So we have keep telling you this. If we can obey all the law, then Jesus does not have to come.
所以犹太人要按照他们个人的行为报应他们。
So the Jews will be rewarded according to their deeds.
那如果这样子呢？啊，大家都犯了罪，世人都犯罪，到底要怎么办呢
？So if all have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory, what should we do?
这个哦，人有几个不同的反应。
So there are different people with different reactions.
啊，第一种就是，哎呀，对了，我觉得我良心告诉我有罪，我是律法告诉我有罪了。
The first reaction is that yes, my conscience tell me I have sinned. The law tell me I have sinned.
但是呢，我就故意去把它否认我那个罪恶感。
But I purposely deny my guilty feelings.
就是我虽然良心责备我，但是我一直说没罪没罪没罪，说一百次就没有罪了。
Although my conscience keep rebuking me, but if I keep telling myself you have not sinned, you have not sinned 100 times, then I have not sinned.
啊，所以我们以前听过一句话，对不对
？We've heard this phrase before.
啊，一句谎话说过一百次就不是谎话了。
If you tell a lie 100 times, it is not. It's become a truth.
啊，常常是这样子的。
And it's often this way.
但是这样不好了哈。
But it's not good.
这是鸵鸟心态。鸵鸟心态了。Ostrich.
Ostrich. Heart of an ostrich.
Heart.
Mentality of an ostrich.
Yes. 鸵鸟就是把头埋在沙里面，就说我没有做了，我没事了。
So an ostrich will hit its head under the sand and says, "I have done nothing wrong."
啊，有一天我在读这个经文，我吓一跳。
One day I was reading this Bible verse, I was shocked.
我们来看箴言三十章二十节。
Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 30, verse 20.
三十章二十节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 20. Verse 20, this is the way of an adulteress. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I've done nothing wrong.
这个到底在谈什么？
So what is it talking about?
这是一个淫乱的妇人啊。
This is an adulterous woman.
她吃了。
She eats,
把嘴巴抹了一下。
And she wipes her mouth.
我没有做错事情啊。
And says I have done nothing wrong.
我们这个地方哦，不晓得是不是上课，不晓得可不可以讲深入一点哦。
I don't know if I can go a little bit deeper in the teachings.
我们现在真理研讨会谈到说，如果有这个，这个道理可不在这边讲啊，因为这个不是上课，有信徒。真理研讨会谈到说，如果男女之间太亲密哈
，Our truth research committee has said that if a man and a woman they are too close together，
不能在教会结婚呢
，then they cannot host their wedding in church。
哦，吃了一把，嘴巴抹了就没事了。
They thought they eat and wipe their mouth and then it's nothing。
这到底指什么
？What is it referring to？
你说的对 ，oral sex。
You're right, oral sex。
如果有这样子一种行为啊，不适合在教会结婚呢。
If they did something like this, then it's not suitable for them to get married in church。
这样的人说我没有行恶。
They say I've done nothing wrong。
其实良心也会审判他们的。
But in truth, their conscience will judge them。
所以我们要把良心清干净啊。
So we have to clear off our conscience。
而且在这个。真的是 Thank you to Bill Clinton 哦，现在的人都觉得这个好像不是罪了。
And we should think.
Oh, no, thank you to Bill Clinton.
No, thank you to Bill Clinton, because a lot of people think this is not sin anymore.
但是在圣经上的标准，这是罪。
But according to the Bible standard, it is sin.
有些人他们做了，没有良知了哦，没有羞耻的感觉了。
Some people they have lost the feeling of shame.
我们刚现在提到说，他们有，但是把它 deny 掉了，把它否认掉了。
So they have this guilty feeling, but they denied it.
我们看箴言的第七章十三节。
Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 7, verse 13.
七章十三节。
Proverbs 7:13, verse 13. She took hold of him and kissed him, and with a brazen face she said.
这 里谈到这个淫乱的妇人啊，他没有羞耻的对一个无知的少年说话。
So she's with a shameless face, she's talked to a young man.
我们现在有时候在网络上谈来谈去的，有时候我们用的字哦，太过于 fluttering 我们也觉得没有什么关系啊。
A lot of time when we communicate over the internet, our words become a little bit fluttering, and we thought it was okay.
其实啊，那些挑动情欲的字啊，如果你觉得没有关系，其实就好像这个淫乱的妇人一样，他是无耻的。没有羞耻的感觉，再说很多的话。
But those flattering words we said, if we thought it was okay, then we're just like this adulterous woman who say these things with a shameless face.
所以我说，年轻人交往很多话，你绝对不可以说的。
So when you are communicating with your friends, a lot of things you should not say.
甚至有些人，有些话只能够对配偶说的，你不要跟。这个没事就跟姐妹跟弟兄说。
Some of the things is only suitable for you to say to your spouse. Don't say to other brother or sister.
比如说在你这个年纪哈。
And not just your age.
一个弟兄走到你旁边，你就跟他讲哇。
If it's just a brother passing you by, you say wow.
你好酷哦。
You are so cool.
我好爱你哦。
I love you.
我看那个。我跟那个弟兄马上昏倒，真的。
Then the brother will faint.
有些话虽然好像是没有什么，在这个时候也不太适合说。
Although some phrases it seems okay, but if it's not suitable, then don't.
因为有些话是对配偶说的。
Because some is reserved for your spouse.
真奇怪，大家哦不适合结婚的时候一天到晚讲我爱你，结婚之后都不讲这句话了。
It is very strange. Before they get married, they keep saying I love you, but after they get married, they don't say anymore.
那我们，所以我们哦。这个不要 deny guilty feeling.
So do not deny the guilty feeling.
当然，如果你我们今天是信耶稣的。
Of course, we believe in Jesus today.
我们如果没有越过一些界神的一个尺度。
If we do not go over God's standard.
我们要记得主耶稣对我们是有爱心的。
We do remember God is merciful to us.
会在我们真正认罪、忧伤、痛悔的时候。擦掉我们的眼泪。
When we repent with our hearts, then He will wipe away our tears.
那另外一种反应就是找借口了。
The second kind of reaction is that they find some excuse.
这个就更严重，就是不但没有羞耻感，就是就觉得说都是别人的错。
This is even worse than have it being shameless because they think it's other people's fault.
请问亚当这个犯罪的时候，神跟他说你为什么吃分别善恶果？他怎么说
？When Adam sinned, when God asked you, "Why did you eat the fruit that I tell you not to eat?" What did Adam say?
都是太太的错，对不对
？It is my wife's fault.
然后跟夏娃说：“哎，你为什么吃三个果？”夏娃怎么说
？And when God asked Eve, "Why did you eat it?" And what did Eve say?
都是蛇的错，对不对
？She blamed the snake.
那神跟天使讲说：“哎，你为什么这样做？”蛇怎么说
？And when God asked the snake, "What did the snake say?"
都是你的错，对不对
？It's your fault.
当然，圣经上没有这样说的。
Bible didn't say that.
不过你可以理解，他们就是一直这个。把这个责任推到别人身上啊！
But you can see how they just try to push away the responsibility.
然后把那个犯罪合理化
，and justify their sinful action.
你知道现在很多人犯了罪之后都把它合理化。我去拿枪去杀人哦，然后我就请个律师说：“哎，你帮我辩论一下，说我 innocent 就可以了哈，说我 innocent。”
Some people they took gun and they kill a person and they just tell their lawyer, "Please, just tell them I'm insane."
我吃了太多这个药哦。我真的思想出问题啊，所以不是我的错，都是药的错。
I've had too much medicine. It's not my fault. I killed this person. It's the medicine's fault.
现在的人都是把一些事情把它合理化。
So they try to justify what they are doing.
那我们基督徒也是一样哦。
It is the same for Christians.
我们读到外面一些文章哈。
We've read some articles out from outside.
我觉得今天晚间聚会，我好像不应该讲这么露骨。真的你在社会上看到一些文章哦，他把你们那些在暗中做的事情，觉得那是对的。
Some articles you read and then they tells you that something you do in the dark is all right.
因为他说的是一个那是一个成长的过程，大家都会做的。
They say it's just something that everyone does when they grow up.
但是他们不晓得，其实很多人在暗中做一些事情，别人以为对的，好像成长的过程，但心里面想的都是不好的事情啊。
But they don't know that when
就是 就是他们在做不好的事情的时候，好像是对的，其实脑筋里面都是一些不好的事情啊。
So when they do these things, it seems it's right, but in their heart, is they're thinking of something that's evil.
但是外面的报纸都会说啊，这个是正常的行为。
But in the newspaper, it says it's okay, it's just normal.
我跟大家分享过，我在学校的时候。
I have shared with you when I was in school.
我们在上课，大家在讨论这个同居的问题。
In class, we were discussing about the cohabitation.
真的，我真的吓一跳。
And I was amazed.
我大部分的同学都认为这个同居哦，只是一个适当的一个结婚的管道。
A lot of people thought cohabitation is all right, it's the correct way before marriage.
他们都想法来支持他们的这种做法。
And they come up with a lot of excuses to support their thoughts.
他们说这个结婚嘛就是一张纸，婚姻就是一张纸，到底有什么用呢？反正要离婚就离婚呢、啊。
There's a marriage is just a piece of paper. There's nothing. There's no power.
我们试试看，然后再决定要不要在一起，这不是很好吗
？If we can try out first and get married,
我这样离婚率不是更低吗？
Then we will not get divorced.
你跟他们谈真的谈不通呢。
It's not possible to convince them.
那我在学校，大家是这样，我到社会上去工作，我都在美国。
So and this all happened in the United States. So it's the same thing when I was in school and when I go to work.
有一次我跟两个同事在吃饭。
I was eating with my two colleagues.
一个是男的，一个是女的，大家都是很高的高级知识分子啊。
There was a guy, there was a male and a female, and they're very well educated.
然后一个就开始谈到婚姻了。
And one started talking about his marriage.
他说跟女朋友先住在一起，后来结婚了。
He said he lived with he cohabited with his girlfriend first, and then they got married.
那个女的也说，我也跟我男朋友是这样，后来我们也结婚了。
And the female says the same thing. I cohabited with my boyfriend, and we got married.
我嘴巴都不晓得怎么样。继续讲下去，嘿。
I don't know what to say.
那时候好像也我也要说，我也是这样子。
It seems like I have to say it was the same thing too for me.
社会上把很多事情合理化了。
A lot of things has been justified.
如果你没有圣经的基础哦，你常常会 find many excuses 跟 many reasons 哦，把神认为不对的把它对合理化了。
If you do not have a good foundation with the Bible, then you will find a lot of excuses.To justify those things that are wrong.
所以我对这个同居问题，我就想了很久啊。
So I thought a lot about this problem of cohabitation.
我跟大家分享过，我就想起我小时候的一些事情。
So I have shared with you. I thought about something when I was really young.
我小时候，我爸妈叫我要这个喂鹅啊，带鹅啊，喂鹅，就是要带鹅出去吃草啊。
When I was young, my parents tell me to bring the
goose
out for lunch. For grass.
然后呢，我们乡下人喜欢吃鹅肝呢。
And we living in the countryside, we love to eat livers of the goose.
我们就杀了一只。
So we killed the goose.
这两只是夫妻哦。
And they are husband and wife.
我就看到真的，今天看到另外一只哦，我已经忘了公母的，就把它的头啊 ，goose 的头啊，甩在地上一甩，它自杀了。
But the other goose.I forgot it's the male or the female one, but they just keep swinging its head and hitting the ground.
我想说，真的很多动物都是 mate for life, 一夫一妻的。
A lot of animals really they mate for life.
但如果你这个人啊，这个动物有一种忠贞啊，一种那种纯真的观念，真的比动物还不如啊。
But if human you do not have this kind of virtue, then you're worse than animals.
那有的人他们怎么样来对做的事情反应呢？有的那我们刚是找理由哈，那现在有的人是一犯罪啊，他们就处罚自己啊。
So some people they find excuse for their sins, and they are another type of person. They punish themselves when they sin.
所以有的人他们的这种对罪特别敏感。
So they are very sensitive to sin.
所以他们就罪感很深。
They sometimes have very heavy guilty feelings.
所以他们去找心理医师。
So they go and find psychiatrists.
他们就跟心理师讲说，哦，我每次到教会去，我都觉得我是一个罪人呢。
So they told the psychiatrist, every time when I go to church, I feel like I'm a sinner.
我真的我没有办法，我就是觉得是很头抬不起来。
I cannot bear anymore. I cannot even lift up my head.
最后你说心理师怎么跟他讲呢
？So guess what the psychiatrist tell that person?
我给你一个方法，你不要去教会就可以了。
Let me tell you a way. Just don't go to church anymore.
他真的不来教会了。
And that person stopped coming to church.
这是不了解神的慈爱哈。
It's because this person.
实际上，对我们这个罪提出一条出路，就是借着耶稣基督的宝血。
The Bible has showed us a way out of sin is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
这个就是罗马书一个很重要的一个地方，我们都得讲哦。
This is a very important message from the book of Romans.
21节
verse.21.
神的义在律法以外显明出来了。
Chapter 3, verse 21. But the righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known.
神的义，请你读。
Verse 22, this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ. To all who believe, there is no difference.
Oh, 这是 come through faith in Jesus Christ, 两个哦, 就是借着信心, 然后in Jesus Christ, 在基督里面,
so it comes through faith in Jesus Christ,
那,
two parts.
你就可以得到解决了,
then you'll be solved.
那你在心里面就要找这个term, in Jesus Christ, 什么叫做in Jesus Christ?
So in the Bible, you have to find this term, in Jesus Christ, what does it mean?
啊, 这个就代表你如果仔细找in Jesus Christ, 就代表你要相信, 洗礼的整个过程就是在基督里面。
So in Jesus Christ, if you research and you find out, in Jesus Christ means believe in Him and baptize into His name.
哦，所以不是只举手就好了。
So it doesn't mean if you just believe.
啊，25节，24节。
In verse 24 and 25, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption of that came by Christ Jesus. Verse 25.
24节谈到说耶稣是我们的救赎。
It says that Christ Jesus has redeemed us.
你在做一个 word study, 什么叫 redeem, 什么叫做救赎?
So we do a word study on what is redemption.
从旧约到新约, 救赎都是跟血有关系。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, all redemption has to do with blood.
所以真的你要赦罪一定要有耶稣基督的宝血。
So if you want to be redeemed, you have to be redeemed by Jesus Christ.
又跟洗礼有关系。
It has to do with baptism.
我们再读25节。
Verse 25, God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement. Through faith in his blood, he did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand and unpunished.
所以这边提到说，借着人的信，然后借着凭着耶稣的宝血，借着人的信。
Through faith in his blood.
所以这个就是我们得到赦罪的一个方法。
This is how we can be cleansed from our sins.
所以今天我们得到赦罪的出路，就是要得到主耶稣宝血的洗礼。
So the way out of our sins is to receive the baptism of the Lord.
所以罗马书第六章啊，几乎都在谈洗礼的问题啊。
So Romans chapter 6 is talking about the teaching of baptism.
所以不可能啊，这个洗礼在神的恩典之外的，在神的这个救恩的门路之外的，不可能的。
So it is not possible that baptism is outside of the salvation of the Lord.
感谢主耶稣，我们洗礼不在池子里面的。
Thank God we do not have our baptism inside the pool. We perform our baptism in living water. So the grace of salvation will follow you throughout your life. Sometimes we may be overcome by our sins.
And
we have to learn to repent. Then the blood of Lord Jesus Christ will wash
your sins.
This is truly a living way for you.
你也不用 deny your guilty feeling, 你也不用否认了, 你做错了。
Deny your guilty feelings.
你也不要再找理由了。
You don't have to find excuse.
你也不要再自我责备了。
You don't have to rebuke yourself.
你就是借着祷告, 借着在神面前立志。
Through prayer, through determination in front of the Lord.
相信耶稣基督真的有办法帮助你。
Believe that Lord Jesus Christ can help you.
然后走在主耶稣的道路上面。
And walk on the way of Lord Jesus.
你发觉到真的，主耶稣会再次点亮我们。
And truly, you feel that Lord Jesus has forgiven you. But there's one thing we should remember. Now, even though we have belief in Jesus Christ, God will also judge us by our deeds. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. Verse 8, the man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each one will be rewarded according to his own labor.
你每个人啊，你的工作，你一生啊，要按照个人所做的得到赏赐。
Each one will be rewarded according to his own labor.
我们来读四章的第五节。
Let's take a look at chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore, verse 5, therefore judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes, he will bring a light. Bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and will expose the motive of man's heart. At that time, each will receive his praise from God. Don't think God doesn't know what you're doing right now.
如果我常常想，如果这一辈子哦，我做错了神，在这辈子主啊，我要感谢他，真的。
Sometimes I think if I did something wrong and God punished me in this life, I should give thanks to Him.
未来就来不及了。
Because it's too late if we wait until future.
因为神要照明个人暗中的隐情，显明个人的一面。
Because God will reveal what is hidden inside a man's heart.
所以我们要也要小心自己的行为。
So we have to be careful of what we do.
继续遵守神的道理。
But we continue to obey the Lord.
因为我们所做的都在生命册上面。
Because whatever we do is recorded in the book of life.
所以我们做个结论。
But let us have a conclusion.
因信称义不代表一次得救永远得救。
Justified by faith does not mean if you're saved once and you're saved forever.
因为这里面有个道理，就是要按个人的行为报应个人。
Yeah, because there is a teaching, God will judge man by its own deeds.
啊，无论大小所做的，我们的啊都的啊，无论是啊赏赐。或者是审判，有更严重的，有大有小。
No matter it's punishment or it's reward, there are bigger rewards and there are more severe punishments.
虽然我们不是靠着行为来称义，就是我们不是因为我们好行为才耶稣才给我们洗礼。
Even though we are not justified through our good deeds, it's not because of our good deeds we can be baptized.
但是不代表我们受洗之后不要有强烈的信心，自然的结出美好的果子来。
So after baptism, we should have a strong faith and bear good fruits.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.